بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمد رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه. علمنا اللهم ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما اللهم أمين. ما زلنا we still in سورة النور الآية number 35. الآية number 35. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: الله نور السماوات والأرض. الله نور السماوات والأرض. Let us say it in Arabic. The meaning of Arabic, then we tried to translate it in English. المفسرون, they said two explanation or two tafsir. Nur means منور السماوات والأرض. منور. And the other tafsir is الله هادي السماوات والأرض. نور بمعنى هاديهم. من في السماوات ومن في الأرض. The first meaning, Allah caused this lightness and the light on the heavens and on the earth and in the whole universe. There is no light on this universe, in the heaven or the earth, without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani by the will of Allah and by the grace of Allah, bifadlillah, by the bounty of Allah, people get this light and this nur. Jazakallah khairan. And the other explanation or interpretation, Hadi, that means Allah is the guidance of the heavens and what's in the heavens, seven heavens. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide what's on the earth. When you say on the earth, don't think only the people, right? Every creation on the earth need Allah's guidance. Bird, fish, insect, animals, anything. Even trees or plants, without Allah's guidance, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. إذا فسرنا النور بالهداية. If Allah does not grant and give nur, guidance, light to anybody, you cannot, he cannot have any guidance, any light. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guidance of everything in the heavens and on the earth and what's been in between. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. And dua al-Nabi, if you remember, one of dua al-Nabi, yaqul anta nuru samawati wal ard, right? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yusabbihu Allah, yadhkuru, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used to say, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Anta, you are the light of the heavens and the earth. Anta nuru samawati wal ard. هذا من دعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave an example of his light. It is example only. مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح. Here even in Arabic, I don't know how to explain it. Rather than English. It's too hot. What I mean, how to explain it, not word by word. We know what nur means, what mishkat means, what musbah means, what zujaja means, what kawkab means. Kawkab Durri means And what biqiya? What biqiya, by the way? Biqiya. Huh?
Suhul fariga.
Suhul fariga?
No,
no, what he said is right. Falat, al falat. Not like an open area, like desert or not forest, no trees, any qay'an. By the way, jam'u qi'a is what? Qay'an. ومرت في الحديث القيعان نحن نسمع القيعان بس نظن أنه لا علاقة بين القيعة هي مش بقيعة قيعة الباء حرف جر انتبهوا بقيعة الباء is حرف جر proposition in English like by, for, to right قيعة the word is قيعة and plurals is قيعان we come to this مثل نوري كمشكات. The example of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like a مشكات فيها مصباح. What is a مشكاة? A
torch?
Al-Mishkat, long time ago, maybe till today in poor area, maybe they still have it. If they bring like al-Musbah itself, work with gas and with oil.
That's a lantern.
Lantern. They used to put this in a small, بيسموها في العربي كوة. You know what kuwa is? Fatha fi al-hayt. It is a hole in inside the wall, and they put al-musbah over there. The lantern. You said lantern?
Lantern.
They put it inside this hole, and this hole is inside the wall. And usually they put it what? Up. Why? When the light is up, you can see more. But if it's down, you cannot see well. So, the example of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a lantern in a mishkat, fi mishkat. Al-mishkat, as I said, it is a small window, but is closed from back. Don't think that is a complete window you can see. Outside through it, no. You imagine what I'm doing? Do you understand what I'm saying? And why they put this? To keep the light of the misbah concentrated in one side, one direction. كمشكات فيها مصباح. And المصباح في زجاجة. This lantern is inside a glass. And right now, this light is inside the glass. SubhanAllah, all the time the light is inside the glass. Long time ago, and today also. الزجاجة بعد الضوء اللي فيها, بعد النور اللي فيها, المولع فيها, كأنها كوكب دري. And this lantern inside the or this light inside the glass looks like a very bright star in the sky. Sometimes if you look at night, if there is no cloud, sometimes you see one star very bright. This is Al-Kawkab al-Durri. And the example of the oil, يوقد من شجرة مباركة. Not kerosene, not gas, not benzene, not sora, so some of Surar. Also you have surar in Sudan. Not gas, not, it is lye, it is oil. What kind of oil? This oil comes from a blessing, not a blessing, a blessed tree. Allah name it is Zaytuna. Do you know Zaytuna? Here, Shajara to Zaytun, olive tree. Olive tree in Islamic perspective is blessed tree. Is blessed tree. Especially in the areas like Sham. Now Egypt, فيها زيتون في الأيام هذه؟ صار في. لا أيام الشافعي ما كانش في. الشافعي أيام ما كان في لما عاش في مصر ومات في مصر. لا مش في القاهرة. أيام الشافعي كان يقول مصر أنا عاش ومات في مصر يعني.
كان قاعد في القاهرة.
آه. أما هو لما بيعرفش إيش في برا هو بيعرف في كل مصر. Anyway. على كل حال مهم انه الزيتون لك موروكو تونسيا I don't know anybody from Algeria where is صاحبنا الالجيري في عندكم زيتون مزرع اوكي عندكم اكتفاء ذاتي ما بتصدروش تحب الزيتون انتم anyway this الصومال there is زيتون no no سبحان الله بنانا ها It is their zaytun, their shajara mubaraka. A zaytuna, the olive tree is a blessed tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a zaytuna as blessed in this ayah and in another ayah, in Surah Al-Mu'minun. Watini wa zaytun, also in Surah Al-Mu'minun. عندكم في سيناء. وشجرة وشجرة تخرج من طور سيناء تنبت بالدهن وصبغ للآكلين الله سبحانه وتعالى also describe this blessed tree in القرآن الكريم يعني شد ان سيناء لازم يكون في شجرة في زيتون لازم يكون اكيد لا سيناء شامية مش من افريقيا بالمناسبة ما خلينا نطالب فيها بعدين خليها
شوف الجزيرة
تبعها خدتوها بلا
5000 سنة
حتى بني إسرائيل تاهوا فيها لا لا أكثر شوي هو عيسى عليه السلام له 2000 موسى قبل 800 سنة anyway so back to الآية The oil of this light comes from a blessed tree, which is the olive tree. And this tree is not Sharqiya and not Gharbiya. Yani is when you put the light on the side of the masjid, the side of the masjid, the corner, the light of this musbah will have it only in this area. If you put it in the east or the west, the light spread in the area that you put. But if you put it in the middle, it's not in the east, not in the west, not in the north and the south, that means everybody will get the light from it. Everybody will get the benefit from this light. لا شرقية ولا غربية. Then Al-Ayah described the kind of this oil. Which is the olive oil. يَكَادُ زَيْتُهَا يُضِيءُ وَلَوْ لَمْ تَمْسَسْهُ نَارٌ This oil, the oil of olive tree, about to have the light without having alignment, we call it? Lighter. Without lighter. Without الكبريتة هذه. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nurun ala nur. Nurun ala nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is nur. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nur above nur, nur with nur, nur plus nur. Then Allah said, Ihdillahu li nurihi man yasha. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides to his nur whomever he wants subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means a nur is al-hidayah, al-iman, al-ilm, al-ma'rifa. All this is Allah's nur. The faith, the belief, the knowledge, the guidance, all this is Allah's nur subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this example to people only to understand. Because ضَرْبُ الْمَثَلِ يُفْهِمْ, right? وَبِالْمِثَالِ يَتَّضِحُ الْمَقَالِ. Sometime, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Especially the math teacher. Anybody of you used to be or he is math teacher here? Anybody of you learn math? Who learned math? Raise your hand. Everybody learned math. Huh? When the teacher explain a rule or theory, huh? Let him explain as much as he can. Maybe you understand 50%. إذا كان مزيد خالق أصلا. But when he gives examples, 1, 2, 3, you understand the rule. Same thing. الآيات. Al-Ahadith, even when you talk normally about something, maybe people understand 70%, 60%, but when you give example, they understand it very well. Wallah Azza wa Jal mentioned many examples in Al-Quran Kareem. ضرب الأمثال كثير في القرآن الكريم. حتى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said it clearly, وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. Huh? And many ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Allah gave you the example or mentioned to you examples to understand. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ سبحانه وتعالى. And Allah knows everything, is aware of everything. كل شيء. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, some houses, and he did not say what kind of houses, في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع. And what kind of houses, people remember Allah, pray to Allah, invoke Allah, praise Allah, glorify Allah. Al-Masajid, number one. Maybe some real houses, but the main meaning is the Baytullah. The houses here means the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the houses of Allah have different treatment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different. We have to respect the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than our own houses. And if you know, if you recognize many areas, some like catastrophe happened, like tsunamis or earthquake or hurricanes, right? Most of the time we see, we observe that the house of Allah stay as is or less damage. Do you know in Haiti, maybe 6, 7, 8 years ago, earthquake, I think, or tsunami, I forgot, earthquake, right? Only the message say, remain as is. In Indonesia, it's very known, all the messages stay as is. Even in New Orleans and in Louisiana, and the American, they went to the masajid because this masajid became like shelters for American, also for everybody. And that's known and recorded and reported. Baytullah, Biyutullah, the houses of Allah, adhin. Yani Allah, if you want to translate it, literally gave the permission. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it as a divine decree. It is Allah's decree to elevate and and he put the rank of the masajid in high position. Adin Allah and turfa. Not turfa means, in the masjid of Allah, we have to build it in the second or fifth floor. No. It is moral position, moral rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what's because of what? Zikrullah. وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. The Muslims remember and mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. Ismullah, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. The name of Allah everywhere. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Right? Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan at Rasulullah. Right? All these dhikr include the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the name of Allah, not only Allah, all the names, the beautiful names belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. All the good names and the glory names belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And beautiful names belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعُ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. Who mentioned Allah's name? Who remember Allah's name? رِجَالٌ. Right? وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْأَصَالِ. Who mentioned التسبيح? يُسَبَّح التسبيح. سبحان الله. And all kind of praising is تسبيح of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who mentioned تسبيح الله? Who mentioned, who glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on inside of these masajid, these houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rijalun. Men. Men. Plural of men. Men. Right? Rijalun. La tulhihim tijaratun wa la bay'un an dhikrillah. Wa iqam as-salah. This dunya, the business in dunya, buying and selling in this dunya, they do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say they do not do it. But all this dunya, including selling, buying, business, tijara business, all this do not prevent them to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to do tasbih to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this dunya do not prevent him to do all this. لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة. Here, in a different ayat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said تسبيح الله, ذكر الله, include a salah. But here also هذا يسمى في علم التفسير عطف الخاص على العام. عطف الخاص على العام. What is العام? لا تريد تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. ذكر الله include الصلاة or not. هذا عام. ثم عطف عليه ايش؟ الخاص يهل الصلاة. عطف الخاص على العام ماذا فيه؟ أهمية الخاص. To show the importance of as-salah. Even as-salah is part of dhikrullah. Huh? Even as-salah is part of dhikrullah. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said dhikrullah and as-salah, even dhikrullah includes salah, that shows the importance of as-salah. And listen, brothers, and directly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described such kind of houses, such kind of masajid, and described those who maintain this masajid and attend this masajid, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the rank of this masajid, and turfa, turfa, do you know what turfa? Elevate the position of this masajid, he said, as-salah. What that means? That means Muslims should come, not everyone, but the masjid, let us rephrase it. Masjid, if it is masjid, if it is jami', if it is baytullah, baytullah, not musalla, musalla, no, baytullah, the house of Allah, should be some people, some Muslim, perform the 5 daily prayers in it. Otherwise, don't name it Baytullah. Don't call it Masjid. It is serious matter. Or it is not among the Bayt, Al-Buyut, that Allah Rafa'. As in Turfa. Is a laysat min al-Buyut allati tastahiq an turfa'. Did you get it? If one prayer, mandatory prayer, no people here in the masjid, not here, in any masjid, to perform the prayer, the mandatory prayer, is not masjid, is musalla. Even if you call it a masjid, is not one of these masajid, Allah azin an turfa. Laysat mimma yurfa. Al-makana, laysa al-makana, al-makana, position. يسبح له فيها بالغدو والأصال. People, Muslims, remember Allah, mention tasbih, prayer, غدو and أصال. What الغدو? صباح, morning, أصال, evening, all the time. يسبح له فيها بالغدو والأصال. اللي هما لا ذكر الله ليس من الأركان ذكر الله مطلوبة دائما لا يعني الصلاة كلها هي من ذكر الله والشهادة وأقول له كلها رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة first ذكر الله nothing can prevent them to remember Allah and remembrance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you know, is not only in the Baytullah. Right? If you are driving a car, he says subhanallah 100 times or more. Alhamdulillah 100 times. All this zikrullah, Allah loves, likes from us and loves also his servant to praise him because he deserves subhanahu wa ta'ala. He deserves, right? Allah yastahiqu al-thana. استحق التسبيح سبحانه وتعالى. When you're home, mention ذكر الله. Before you sleep, what is the sunnah? As Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم taught his daughter فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها وارضها and her husband علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضه. Before you sleep, say سبحان الله 33 times. الحمد لله 33 times. الله أكبر 34 times. It is zikrullah or not? Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wallahu akbar, zikrullah or not? And he told them to, alayhi salatu wasalam, to say that before you sleep, I mean at the house. So mention zikrullah every time. Iqam al-salah, perform the prayers, especially the mandatory prayers. And number 3 is what? Ita'u al-zakah. Ita'u al-zakah. Ita'u al-zakah, when... Whenever you heard ita, that means not the word zakat, sometimes is the real zakat, the mandatory, sometimes is a charity, general charity. But when we heard ita zakat, that means which one? The mandatory. And here I want to talk a little bit about this. As Imam knows a lot of secret of the houses, of people, of the business, right? Unfortunately. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to see something wrong, what he used to say on the minbar? Ya Abdullah, why you did so and so? No, what he used to say? Ma balu aqwamin yafaluna kada wa kada, yaquluna kada. Why some people did so and so? Why some people said so and so? Right? Some people. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say it without names. He used to show the wrong, used to mention what wrong that people did as wrong. He didn't disregard it, no. He said, there is something wrong. But he did not mention the names. Hello, are you sure? Like, and you have to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah. Some people, but I can say business people, okay, not people who doesn't have money, do not have money. When the problem, they ask me, and as if in their question they want me to say, okay, that's fine. No, it's not fine. Is that okay? He said, I give sadaqat or charity. He said, the general sadaqah different than the mandatory sadaqah. Also, the Quran named it sadaqah, I mean, which is zakat. That the intention was important. If you give it as helping, as gift, it's not zakat. You have to have the intention of zakat. It's number one. He said, okay, it is zakat, but, I hate but, because what's after but is different. But what? Said, I pay through the whole year, not only one time, at the end of the year, through the year, I give a lot of zakat. Okay, did you count? No, but I have a feeling that I give either exact or more. It doesn't work. Doesn't work, brother. Doesn't work like that. It's not. Because I'm really sure, not really sure, most likely you pay less. Especially if you are a dealer, car dealer. What car dealer, brothers? Each car costs maybe 10,000 and more. And if you have 50 cars in your lot, count it, 10,000 only. Shoot 10,000. Achi, 10,000, well, let's be humble. 10,000 times 50. How much? $500,000. Okay, take 2.5% of this.
12,500.
No. Yeah. 12,000? 500. Did you? I bear you not. Did you give as a charity or zakat $13,000? $10,000? Come on. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't work. You have to calculate. If you know that you have to pay $13,000, for example, and you pay exactly and then more, you are on the safe side. But don't tell me, I paid and I think. Don't think with Allah. You have to be sure. This is hududullah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها وفلا تقربوها. The limitation of Allah, the decree of Allah, the rules of Allah, the ahkam of Allah. Don't play with it. Be sure with it. That here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. Charity is different, sorry. You have to give a zakat as it should be. As it should be. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. يخافون يوما. هذه أي ركن من أركان الإيمان؟ الإيمان يوم الآخر. الحديث يقول لك واليوم الآخر. الآية تقول واليوم الآخر. ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته ورسوله واليوم الآخر. هذا أركان الإيمان. بس احنا بنقول انه الى اي شيء ترمز؟ اقام الصلاه واضحه، ايتاء الزكاه واضحه، يخافون يوما، يعني يوم اي يوم؟ اليوم القيامه، اليوم الاخر. مش هنقول الى اركان الايمان، هذه اليوم الاخر. They fear a day. Which day? The day of judgment. The hereafter, اليوم الاخر. سورة المزمل الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول فاتقوا في المزمل help me out يوم نجعل بلدانا شيبة فكيف تتقون إن كفرتم يوما يجعل الولدان شيبة. How come you deny a day? And that day, the young people, the young, يعني like your, the age of your son, become gray, the hair. Scary day. It's not easy day. Regardless how much we describe this day, we cannot understand until we face it. In the end, we are going to face regardless if we like it or not. If you believe it or deny it, we are going to face it no matter what, and you will see. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى السلامة. لأن دعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, by the way, the dua of your beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on that day, when الصراط, أرض المحشر is here, جهنم is here, الجنة is here, and الصراط is in between, and والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم will be, will see him at the beginning of الصراط في أرض المحشر, watching his ummah coming and passing one by one. And what he's saying is that day, Rabbi Sallim Sallimi. All the time, Rabbi Sallim Sallim. Ya Rabbi Sallim Sallim. Do you know inayat what Sallim means? Sallim, what Sallim means? Hajm Hassan, what Sallim? Oh Allah save, Ya Rabbi save. Oh Allah save them. Save whom? Inshallah us, his ummah. Oh Allah save my ummah. Ya Allah save my ummah. Ya Allah save. All the time. How many hours or how many days? Or how many years is saying until the all hisab finish? Inna rabbaka sari'ul hisab. It's true. But all his ummah, since his time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till the day of judgment. How many billions Muslim? Allahu alam. But all the time, he's staying at the beginning of sirat. Asking Allah, Ya Rabbi Sallim, Ya Rabbi Sallim, Sallim. Why? Because He loved us. And we love Him, Wallahi, we love Him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why we say we love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? First of all, it's part of our Iman. If you don't love Rasulullah, you are not Muslim. Do you agree with me or not? There is something else also. This is the minimum. The minimum to say, if you don't love Rasulullah, you are not Muslim. This is the minimum. But you don't want the minimum. You want the highest level, which is Al-Mar'u Ma'aman Ahab, right? Al-Mar'u Ma'aman Ahab. Rasulullah told us, if you love somebody in dunya, you will be with him in hereafter. So we love Rasulullah, hoping that we'll be with him on the day of judgment, inshallah. تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. That day, the hearts and the eyes, or the vision, or the sight, whatever you want to translate in English, will تتقلب. إيش تتقلب؟ Are not stable. يعني shaken. The best maybe translate to say, the heart will be shaken, and the eyes will be shaken. Out of what? Because of what? The fear and the howl. إيش عن الهول؟ The علي صوتها. Not the scene, يعني the circumstances and the situation and the fear. The fear, because of the fear. It is the day of judgment. It's not a joke day. ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله. Allah يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. On that day, Allah سبحانه وتعالى, ما معنى يجزي؟ Any reward? الجزاء, you know, not all the time is reward. Both side, الجزاء. يعني compensate. The good is good and the bad is bad. This is the جزاء. Both, yeah. Both. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, this terrified day, mumkin or terrified day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between people. And Allah will reward the good. يجزي على الإحسان إحسانا, right? If somebody did good, Allah will give him better. And those who did bad will give him as they deserve, not not more, as they deserve. And for people who did good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him better, right? ليجزيهم الله what? أحسن ما عملوا. Listen to this. ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا. Listen to this before you leave, yeah, Mr. Jalal. Do you think any one of us deserve al-Jannah or to enter paradise because of our good deeds? No way. That's what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said. لن يدخل الجنة أحد بعمله صلى الله عليه وسلم said. None of you will enter paradise or deserve paradise because of what you did in dunya as good deed. Then why we do good deed? For salvation, to save ourselves from hell, number one. Number two, but يتقاسمونها بأعمالكم. طيب, will enter paradise by Allah's mercy only. The key, the entrance, the concept of being in paradise by Allah's mercy. But what you are in, when you are in by Allah's mercy, then, for example, you get in dunya 1 million, I get 500,000. So your share in hereafter, based on your good deed. My share based on my good deed. So we share al-Jannah based on our good deed. But entering paradise, no. By Allah's mercy. And that's what exactly Rasulullah ﷺ said. When he said that, as-Sahaba, they want to understand what Rasulullah ﷺ meant by that. They ask him a very smart question. To know how deep he meant that. Even you, Ya Rasulullah, you're not going to enter paradise because of your deed? Because they know how much Rasulullah used to pray and used to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only a very quick example. He used to pray every night, right? The night prayer, every night. Even you, Ya Rasulullah, you're not going to enter paradise by your good deed. He said, even me. Not only even me, he said. إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَغَمَّدَنِ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. Do you know what يَتَغَمَّدَنِ means? I'm not going to enter paradise unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overwhelm me by His mercy. Not only give me His mercy, overwhelm me His mercy. So, خلاص, they give up that no one will enter paradise by His good deeds. So, but He told them, your share in Jannah based on your deed in dunya. So do as much as you can good deed in dunya to have good share, big share in hereafter. Wallahu yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah is provided. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them better than what they used to do, plus will give them something additional from His fadl. What is this additional? In Jannah, not only they are in the Jannah, first they enter Jannah by Allah's mercy, plus they will get their share based on their good deed. Then he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to add them one of His fadl, which is Ru'yatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let them see Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَ. Those who did good in dunya, they will have al-husna, which is al-jannah. وَزِيَادَ is وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاضِرَةٌ إلى ربها ناظرة. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا وآباءنا وأمهاتنا وأولادنا وذرياتنا منهم إن شاء الله. والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى will provide whom He wants without accounting, hold them in account or account. طيب, what kind of rizq here is related to al-ayah? By the way, rizq, Allah yarzuqu man yasha', not all the time means provision. Rizq means gives. here. And Allah gives whom He wants, whatever He wants, without مقابل. إيش مقابل؟ Without
account.
Without account. Open account. حساب مفتوح. What kind of rizq here? What kind? What is the given here? الهداية, الجنة, الزيادة. All this is Allah's rizq. Guidance, being in Jannah, and to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all this is from Allah. Allah's gift. It is given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right or not? This is what Allah gives His ibadah.
No limit?
Yes, ما هو account, open account, I said, حساب مفتوح. No limitation. No limit. نسأل الله أن يجعلنا منه. Let us stop here, inshallah. And if you have a question, go ahead. شوف, the word رجال مشتق من الرجولة. الرجولة غير الذكورة. You know, male and female, right? Male and female. Even these days you cannot distinguish. But originally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created people from single male and female, right? Not, and we have a man and woman. صح? Do you agree with me that not every male is a man? Do you agree with me? ليس كل ذكر رجل. I'm talking now linguistically, in Arabic language, not as medicine and biological. No. In Arabic language, الرجل is the one, even he's maybe 1 meter or 3 or 5 feet tall only. But he has knowledge, he has courage, he is strong in decision, right? This is the رجولة. الرجولة is صفات, attributes, or what we get, our manners, behaviors, knowledge. This is the manhood. I think they call it manhood in English. الرجولة, manhood. Manhood is different than male. So, only the man, the رجل, who can attend the masajid of Allah, offer the 5 daily prayers, give a zakat, remember Allah, fear the day of judgment, those who have these characteristics are men, are rijal. This is al-rajul. He didn't say, في بيوت أذن الله الدرفة وذكر في اسمه وسبح له فيها بالغدو والإصال صالحون مؤمنون صادق. No, he said رجال. يعني القضية, يعني the matter of Islam, it need men, رجال, not only numbers, not only people cannot defend al-Islam, cannot practice al-Islam. يعني people, and you take the responsibility in haq, in truth. ما في شك. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the word رجال in many verses and described them from different corners. Here He mentioned ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة. And in Surah Al-Ahzab, قال رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. Men, رجال, they fulfill what they promise Allah. They promise Allah in something and they fulfill the promises. What they promise Allah, they follow it. This is a رجال. Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه, I believe maybe he was less than 5 feet tall, less, maybe 4.5. And the Prophet ﷺ said, his leg is heavier than the mountain of Uhud. He was a rajul. Metronospas, he was a rajul. Right or not? Al-Ahnaf ibn Qais. Al-Ahnaf ibn Qais كان من كبار التابعين, right? كان يعرج ومقوص وأحمش بسوي. يعني a little kind of handicap. But he was. Five of the students of Ibn Mas'ud or Ibn Abbas, each one of them was handicapped. And they became the teachers of all tabi'in. And tabi'ut tabi'in. All of them. واحد أعمش, واحد أغمش, واحد أعور, واحد أعرج. Doesn't matter. They were رجال. Blind, one eyes, still he was رجل. لت بيسموه الأعرج هذا لم he was رجل so yes صدقوا مع عهد الله no doubt is one of the description no? huh yeah يوم يوم الآخر
لا تقوم الساعة إلا على
شراء على على لوكا ابن لوكا لا الآن نميز بين أمرين بين الساعة النفخة الأولى وبين the day of judgment the resurrection day طبعا يعني دمار الكون يكون على الكفار only كفار وال الله سبحانه وتعالى destroy the whole universe when the kuffar is on the earth only no Muslims, no believers.
I read that before the day of judgment, Allah will send like a wind to take the soul of anybody who has even one item of belief in
God. So
everybody who has that little belief, they will not see, and then they will destroy the universe.
صحيح. اوكي.
مسألة الزكاة. إذا بلغ النصاب وظهر مال جديد يعني تراكم على المال اللي هو بلغ النصاب تخرج الزكاة على هذا المال الإضافي
ولا؟ وهذا المال الإضافي يبلغ نصابا؟ في حد ذاته. هنا عندنا two opinions for the scholars. One يعني famous الشافعي in one side and أبو حنيفة on different side. الشافعي he said each money reach the nisab you have to count its nisab by itself. And that's difficult. That means لكل مال بلغ نصابا له حول. He has its own howl. And in this case, that means you have to hire CPA. to every time you have a nisab, it has its own howl. Its own howl is a problem, especially if you do some kind of business or you get some money, and it's difficult. لا بتنتظر ليبلغ بعدين بتحسبه ففيها difficulty. Abu Hanifa in this case is easier. He doesn't look to the movement, if you want to say, مؤشر المال up or down through the how the year. At the end of it, he doesn't care what you have through the year, how much it reach, how much it go down, how much you get, how much you spend. He doesn't care. When the howl end, when the sana year end, how much do you have? You have the nisab, you have to pay zakat. You don't have nisab, you don't need to pay zakat. That's it. So easy, so easy. That's why I give the fatwa of Abu Hanifa and this, so easy. And you no need to look at the parabola, to up the, regardless. You get, you spend, you get, spend, no. Balagh nisab, rich nisab, doesn't rich nisab, he doesn't care. But what, it's important, al-hawl. At the end of the hawl, how much do you have? How much you have, listen. How much you have, listen to this. How much you have at the saving account, a checking account, a chicken account, everything. In your, why I said chicken account, because some hassala, you call hassala in English?
Huh?
Sometimes it comes like fish, that's what I said, or chicken. Anyway, how much you have in your wallet? Listen, in your wallet, yeah. For AK and investment, whatever you have.
In your storage?
Huh?
In the storage, in the parking lot, in the lot?
No, I'm talking about cash money now. Not property. لا هذاك البزنس انا بحكي على العادي هلا and don't think only the saving account no brother saving account checking account in your wallet at your house
مدين حدا
مدين حدا هيدي فيها تفصيل بيقول لك دين مقدور عليه ولا غير مقدور عليه وبالايام كل الديون غير مقدور ما بدين حدا برجع لك ما بدين حدا برجع لك هذا اللي مع اثنين انا كل واحد مبلغ 10 سنين وخمس سنين يعني هذا لا 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 ولا بيحكوا بالموضوع نهائيا سو لذلك قلت لك الدين قصته طويل هذا يو هاف تو كاونت ايفري ثينج اند تو باي 2.5% هذا اريح هذا الفتوى على المذهب ابو حنيفه از ايزي No. Listen, if somebody is doing business, from day the one who did business. But if somebody is getting salary here, there, like us, any maybe is easier for him to pick Ramadan. Usually people, even the business people, they said, my hawl is in Ramadan. That's fine. But when you say Ramadan is 30 days. You have to specify one day of Ramadan, not the whole Ramadan. Because in 30 days, maybe you lose money, maybe you gain money. So where we are considered, you have to say, the first of Ramadan, for example, the 10th of Ramadan, I advise you to consider it the 10th of Ramadan. Why? You be sure that is Ramadan, right? Sometimes the beginning of Ramadan, maybe there is Ramadan today, some people in the same city, no, tomorrow is Ramadan, right? The 10th, everybody is Ramadan. 10th or 9th, you be sure in Ramadan. And why 10th? To calculate it in 10th, when you have to, listen, in 10th, for example, if you said the 10th of Ramadan is the beginning of my hawl, what you have to do in this day? To pay zakat?
No.
No. To calculate, not تقصم, to calculate zakat. تحسبون. Yeah. It's not تقصمون. To calculate with zakat. You have to calculate with zakat on the 10th. After you know how much you have to pay, then you have time to pay. So when you calculate it at the first 10 days, if you want to pay your zakat in Ramadan, still you have what? 20 days to pay, right? You have enough time to pay. If, I'm not saying you have to do it in Ramadan, for those who are seeking the blessing of Ramadan and the reward of Ramadan, that's fine, nothing wrong. But don't calculate it at the 29th of Ramadan. When you want to pay Ramadan, khalas. So that's why, calculate it at the beginning, for example, the 5th of Ramadan, the 10th maximum, not more than 10th. You have to consider one day. And why we say Ramadan, not December or October, why? Because Al-Hawl is lunar calendar, not solar calendar. It's different. There are 11 days different. That's why, since you are following the lunar calendar, خلاص you guarantee the Ramadan every 10th Ramadan every 10th Ramadan I have to calculate my zakat. If you gain a salary, if you get the salary 9th of Ramadan, you have to add it. If your salary is at 11th, you don't need to add it. No need to add it. You calculate on the 10th. Because sometimes you gain before, one day before, sometimes one day later. Before you have to include. Later, it's not your business. You understand? So calculate it on the 10th, for example. No, now you have to pay $300, $500, for example. Unless you have time to pay it. And you don't need to pay it immediately. You have, if you want to pay it in Ramadan, you have 20 days to pay. Or for those also who want to send overseas, you have enough time, 20 days to send overseas too.
So the 10th is counted after Salat al-Maghrib, right?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. But I know that the 10th, the Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, doesn't matter. But as long as you are in the 10th. Because it's day, not by hour. Not, for example, As-Salat is by hour, not by day. We call Al-Dhuhr the whole day. No, Al-Dhuhr has time. Start time to end. Right? But the Zakat, no, the day, the whole day. No, it doesn't matter any time of this day. After you calculate, what do you mean you lose?
So, for instance, on the 10th I calculated, I'll pay, say, 10,000. And then, before I pay it, I lost the money.
You have still, the scholars, they talk about this. For businesses, they mention it. Yeah, still, because when you calculate, you own the money. Then you lost it after you calculate, still you have to pay. No, good question.
Can you do like a huge transaction before the day approaches? Like, is there like a limit?
Before or after?
Like before. Let's say you pay every 10th of Ramadan, and then maybe on the 8th you go buy a huge car. Is there like some kind of...
What kind of car? For business? If for business, no, still yet, you have to count. But if you buy it for yourself, and you have a car, and you want to buy a car, different car, only not to pay zakat.
He's just following the IRS. the IRS
anyway, it is a legitimate question and realistic question, because some people, what they do, and the scholars and fuqaha, they mention that, before the hawl, in a few days, he came to Ramia, مانك محتاج فلوس تدين مني بدي دينك فلوس يا اخي منو انا خذ فلوس تدين فلوس تحط يهرب من الزكاه بدينك لنا بالعمليه بس مشان يخفف زكاه ورجعوا لك انا داين في مشاكل الدين ما بدفع عليه وانه هو لزقه تلزق له يعني so some people they do that to run away from zakat. In this case, if they said, the scholars said, إنما الأعمال, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. That's why the scholars said, if the purpose is to run away from الزكاه, no, still you have to. If this is the purpose.
Is this the purpose?
رجع ببيع. هذا مثل بني إسرائيل. أبدا. يوم السبت. نعم. هذا مثل مثل واحد بيروح على وول مارت بيشتري شغله بيستعملها مره واحده بيرجع بحطها بينظفها بحطها بقول له خلاص ما عجبتني لا ما يصح هذا النصاب is 80 grams based on جمهور ابو حنيفه he said 95 but you should go to the low لمصلحه الفقير And if you calculate 80 grams, we did it from before, is بيطلع أونصة or something. إيش بيسموا الأونصة ما هيك بالذهب؟ Two أونصة or something. You can see it right now. And because every year is different. Actually, every month الذهب يفرق. That means النصاب in dollar or in دينار or in دينار or in ريال or in any يعني currency is different every year because we follow the gold. Do you have it?
2.8 ounces.
How much right now the price? No, don't guess. Don't guess like the dealers.
No.
Unless you follow it recently.
Yeah.
You check it recently. كأنك تاجر ذهب أنت.
It's
12 what? 3,600 almost, 3,500. It's cheap. I remember a few years ago it was 5,000. كان أغلى الذهب ممكن. الأونصة. إيش الأربعين؟ شو هي الأربعين جرام؟ الجرام. اضربهم بثمانين. خلي يضرب ليش بركة بطلع معه نتيجة تانية.
80
40 ضرب 80 4 ضرب 8 3200 انت بحبحتني شوية هيك أحسن للفقير. Anyway, so يعني this is the nisab. If you have at the end of your haul 3300 for example من نصاب النص يعني you have to pay zakah. If you have less than this no zakah. That easy. And by the way, Abu Hanifa, he said, we follow an al-hawl, no nisab. What that means, no nisab? Regardless how much you have to pay. Even if you have 1,000, 2.5%. Ahsasi? طيب. بس النصاب مذكور في الأحاديث يعني. بس is better for the poor people, right? Whatever you have to pay 2.5%.
Is that only for
those
matured or like nowadays?
No. Al-mal, al-zakatu related to the money, not to puberty. That means if a man died and left some orphans, and mashallah he was rich, and the orphan they have a lot of money. And we say that they are not. يعني بالغين no زكاة no زكاة not related to the guy to the person related to the man يعني الولي the guardian has to pay the زكاة on their money. Is new information for you? الحمد لله. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أصلح أحوالنا وأحوال أولادنا وبناتنا ونسائنا وجميع المسلمين وسلمنا في هذه البلاد من جميع شرور العباد. اللهم اهدنا سبل الرشاد. اللهم وفق أولادنا للخير. اللهم حبب إليهم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبهم وكره إليهم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلهم من الراشدين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.